Right, so when and why did the occupation begin?
Began because Fitzgerald Corporation and Ford Motor Company sent the administrators in to put the factory into bankruptcy and pay minimum legal redundancy. They actually broke the law as well in that they didn't give the 90 days consultation period, which is required by law.
And what are the demands of people inside here?
Demands of people inside are to reopen the factory, and if they won't reopen the factory, they need terms and conditions package closed, the exact same as the Ford people get in England.
Has there been a positive response from other trade unions, messages, support, solidarity from the other two plants in England, from other unions, other workers outside the plant?
Absolutely full support. What happened when they did this, the Belfast plant was the first plant to do anything. We took the plant over. The English plants were at home when they phoned me and started saying it's terrible. They then seen the news and seen they'd occupied the plant, and to their credit they have now went back and stormed their own plants and are now occupying them.
I take it spirits are high at the minute
It's mixed, you know. Mixed. I mean, people aren't particularly high spirits, but I know the point you're saying. They're up for the fight. The message I would give is Ford Motor Company made a statement. They're not prepared to come to the table, and the message we are giving the Ford Motor Company is, well, if yous aren't coming, we're not going.
Yeah. Given the economic recession there, and bosses are basically using this as an excuse to, to maximise their profits and all, and they're imposing redundancies and cutbacks on workers, what practical advice could you give to workers who experience the same type of thing, maybe that...
Well, if a company comes in and sacks you don't have anything to lose by occupying the premises and trying to get the best deal possible, because you aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're occupying the plants and shifts so as people can get home to see their kids but come back and do their duty, which is to keep this plant occupied till we get the best deal possible or the plant reopened. And my advice is, don't wait for other people in the high up in the union, don't wait for politicians, do it yourself. And then some of them may be embarrassed or whatever, but they'll be drawn into it.
Yep, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.